Thy holy and eternal prayer for God victory, for life itself is mine to offer and to accept. I am thy kingdom come. I accept the kingdom of God upon earth as a divine reality now. I declare that all that is not the perfect divine plan fulfilled, all that is built upon the sand of human foolishness, must pass away by the power of life that maketh all things right. I call for the immediate disclosure of all that is done in secret, which is not honest, straightforward, and according to the highest calling and purpose of the Father's plan. I call for right action on the part of the children of the light, to disclose the wrong attitudes of the wicked and all of their thoughts and strategies to bind mankind. I call for the angels of victory to give mankind their freedom from these oppressors, whether embodied in human form or not. And I declare with God that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thy kingdom come, that thy kingdom may speedily come. I affirm that thy will is done on earth as it is in heaven. I am the whirlwind action of the Holy Spirit, dissolving and consuming all that is lost from the consciousness of mankind, and transmuting by the power of the infinite light of God that never fails all the shadowed substance of human creation that has resulted in a flood of unconscionable material for the minds of the youth of the world. I declare that all that binds or seeks to bind the mind of man, whether it be drama, literature, or art, or so labeled, that is not expressing the perfection of God, but rather the stereotype patterns of human creation, shall be put to the spiritual torch and consumed by the fires of heaven, to assist those spiritual intelligences who, together with Jesus, the beloved Son of God, seek to bring in the kingdom of God among men. As I periodically give, watch with me, Jesus' will of the hours in its entirety, I therefore decree, the kingdom of God that will produce nothing but perfection and beauty everywhere upon earth, ought to be, shall be, and is established now among mankind. The fruit of this cosmic Christ accomplishment must manifest then in accordance with the word, the spoken word, which I now declare on behalf of my own life and the lives of all mankind. Therefore I say, remove the veil of ignorance that blinds mankind to the right course of action, that keeps them bound to those desires which enslave the soul, and see that the chains they have ignorantly forged are broken by thy Spirit, O God. Take thy dominion now over all the earth and its evolutions. Take thy dominion now over all my thoughts and feelings, over all my ambitions and wants, over all my aspirations and plans. See that the crystal clear image of thy perfection forms itself around me by the sacred fire, by the divine power of God, by the cosmic Christ image, and by universal love, so that I am now and always the complete focus for and on behalf of the spiritual hierarchy of this planet, for and on behalf of the Great White Brotherhood, for and on behalf of the beloved Ascended Master Jesus, the beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, the beloved Mother Mary, and all who serve to set this earth and her evolutions free. I am, by all God's love, I know I am, the full perfection of the divine Vedic image, the unfolding radiance of the golden age of illumination, which removes on the instant every barrier to the incoming kingdom, and establishes for all time the mighty perfection of divine genius within the very flame upon the altar of my heart. I am right now and forever a part of God, a manifestation of God, a child of the light. I am right now and forever affirming this self-same goal for all mankind upon this planet, and I remain an advocate for the faithful. So help me, O God, our Father. So help me, O beloved Jesus, our Lord. So help me, O powers of light and infinite grace. So do thou, O God, establish thy magnificent perfection upon the earth, that the everlasting kingdom that shall never be overthrown may shine in full radiance upon this beloved planet, now and forever. Thy kingdom come.